there's a study that looks at American, non-Amish Americans, and it asks them, how many close friends do you have who would help you in a crisis? And they've been doing it since the 1930s, and in the 30s, the average answer was 3 or 4. And now the average answer is none. Most Americans have no friends who help them in a crisis. What does that make you think about when it's obviously very different to the Amish?
What does that make me think about?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the downfalls of technology. I really do, because they got their own little friend right here. They're isolating themselves. This, in our community, we can't have that. Do people want that? Yes. Yes, we have that issue. Matter of fact, probably my own house. My wife is not the type to go to, because we got church every 2 weeks in our district. That allows us, we have odd number districts and even number districts. That allows us to go over to the other district in between Sundays. It's what we call it, in between Sunday. And she'd rather just sit at home. And for me, I want to be there. So, we still have the isolation in our community. More pressure, definitely more pressure in the community to do stuff like that. Make sure we're, you know, doing our part, pulling our weight, making, you know, it's not necessarily about making new friends, but see, all our social circles, it's like I always think of the Olympics, the five.
Yeah, the rings.
The
yeah.
rings. Mm-hmm. It's just one leads to the other. You know, we're going to have church in our house Sunday, and that's what's so interesting is because we're going to, I mean, these friends, this is my circle of friends, but because my friend's family might be there. Because that ring is connecting into that, because I've met them so many times, maybe at their house or whatever, you know. So it just builds another relationship. It builds another friendship. And they end up showing up or whatever. You know, it's got so much more of that. It's all about connection, affection, you know, in our community. And I guess that's where we go in a crisis. All of a sudden you got people showing up, calling, leaving a message, you know, letting you know, hey, we're thinking of you, just a little thing. And it's just, and I'm sure you guys have that too. I'm sure you do. But I think it's so much easier just to put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook, than it is actually picking up the phone and hearing a live voice saying, hey, we're thinking about you, hang in there.
It's really interesting. Just think about how, if you had to explain to someone why technology is isolating, why putting it on Facebook or Twitter is less good than showing up, how would you explain that?
If I think that